Snowmobilers, skiers, and sledders are staying away from a part of the country known for white winters. Wisconsin and Minnesota have had almost no snow, freezing out tourism revenue they desperately need. As NPR's David Shaper reports, officials in the two states are declaring no snow emergencies.
Stevens Point is just about the geographic center of Wisconsin. It's less than a four-hour drive from Chicago, Milwaukee, and Iowa. And usually it's the gateway to the Great White North.
Stevens Point is considered the reliable snow belt. You come here and you get the snow and it's here, and then you can go further north and there's snow there.
Gary Speckman is parks director in Portage County, which gets an average annual snowfall of 50 inches. With cross-country trails and downhill ski operations, it's usually pretty busy this time of year.
We got five downhills here. There's one way over there that you can't even see. That's the steeper one. There's a long
But 2 months into the season, there's only a light dusting of snow on the ground. Six seasonal employees hired for the weekends haven't worked at all this winter. And this park, which Speckman says draws as many as 500 people on a good day, is just about empty, except for a few ice fishermen on the lake.
It's been the only good thing that's happened this year is for winter activities, guys have still been able to go out ice fishing, but everything else basically is just shut down.
With no skiing fees or equipment rental, Speckman figures his park system will lose 25% of its annual revenue.
We're getting clobbered.
Kevin Shabilsky is Wisconsin's tourism secretary.
Winter tourism is a $3 billion component of Wisconsin's economic landscape. It's safe to say we've lost 20% of that. That's $600 million.
Shabilsky says no part of the Wisconsin tourism industry is harder hit than those who depend on snowmobilers, like Nancy Dulek, general manager of the American in Plover, Wisconsin. Her small hotel is right off the interstate and adjacent to snowmobile trails, and most winter weekends, all 65 rooms would be filled. Dulek's phone would be ringing off the hook and she'd be turning people away. Now, she says, most of her calls are coming from reservation holders asking if there's any snow yet.
As the time gets closer, the week draws nearer to the weekend or the date of expected arrival, they're calling to cancel, of course, asking what the cancellation policies are.
Dulek says business is down 75% from a normal snowy winter, forcing her to cut staff hours. Right next to an old railroad right-of-way turned snowmobile trail sits an old brick tavern called the Hitch and Rail Saloon. Owner Dennis Barton says most winters he gets a lot of snowmobilers coming in off the trail.
Oh, you know, play game, you know, pool and darts and have a few drinks, soda and beer, whatever they're going to have, and maybe a pizza and some snacks and place to warm up.
But Barton says without snow, those customers are gone.
I'd say our business is probably down, you know, at least 25%.
Restaurants, gas stations, and retailers all across Wisconsin and parts of Minnesota are hurting from the lack of snow. Most small-town winter festivals try to go on, but have to alter or cancel activities like snowshoe walks and snow fort building. Dozens of cross-country skiing and snowmobile races have been canceled. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Shabilsky says in far northern Wisconsin, some resorts are losing 85% of their normal winter business.
It's tragic. We're looking at multi-generation family-owned businesses on the brink of bankruptcy.
Shabilsky's no snow emergency frees up an extra $1 million to run ads in Chicago, Milwaukee, and Minneapolis-St. Paul. Instead of the usual video showing outdoor activities, these ads highlight indoor water parks, fine dining, cultural events, and romantic getaways. Shabilsky and some Minnesota lawmakers want to make low-interest loans available to help struggling businesses make it to spring. And he's still hoping February brings some snow. But after the first measurable snowfall all winter, 2 to 3 inches yesterday, this weekend's forecast is for rain. David Shaper, NPR News in Stevens Point, Wisconsin.